his sixth rebound and 6 points. 46-44. USA by 2 points. 3:54 left. Shelkey down to the left block. He's blocked by Williamson and brings in the rebound. Harrison Kramer blows by Brady Kirsch, but he can't bring in the rebound or the shot. Cody Seaman with the rebound. Here comes the Pirates, trailing by 2 points. And we have a timeout called by Ron Rubel of the Pirates. 3:37 left in the fourth quarter on the WLEW Sports Network 30-second timeout. We'll be back in 30.
Hey folks, RJ McGarrett from Moore Motors Caro here. Great news! Ford Motor Company has extended the Conquest AZ program through April 4th, 2016. What does this mean? It means you could save thousands on your next Ford or Lincoln purchase. To participate, you must currently own or lease a non-Ford vehicle and get a Conquest AZ PIN number from a Ford employee or retiree. This can be from a friend, a neighbor, or a cousin. So act now and save big today. Visit us in our showroom at Caro or on the web at www.themooreautogroup.com. Today.
USA leads by 2 points, 46-44. Harbor Beach will get the ball in front of their own bench, left side of your radio, in their road black uniforms at home in Harbor Beach in District 83. Clark Ramsey and John Mooney with your call. USA 46, Harbor Beach 44, 3.5 to play in the fourth quarter. Cody Seaman to the right elbow to Jason Gapke against Williamson. Down to Seaman in the low post, back out to Kirsch for three, pops it off the mark. Rebound put back in by Jason Gapke. He just nearly tipped it, and that's all he had. And it's Harbor Beach tying it back up at 46. Jason Gaffney with 20 points. This gym is electrified. Aaron Sines hits a three, top of the key. 49-46.
Unconscious. He's in the zone.
21 points for Aaron Sines. 49-46, USA by three. Jason Gaffney in the right block puts it up for 2 points. Good ball movement from both teams. It's a one-point game, 49-48. 2:35 left in the fourth quarter. Hang with us, folks. We'll get through this together. Hunter Bowen, top of the key, dribbles down to the left block against Ryan Seaman. Nothing there. Has to retreat to Brody Wesolowski. Harrison Kramer, top of the key to Wesolowski, left wing, back to Sines. Top of the key extended, about 5 feet from midcourt against Tyler Vollmering, dribbling to the left wing. Now back to his right, directing traffic, calling off Hunter Bowen down to the corner. Aaron Sines to the left wing to Kramer. Sines goes to the corner. Williamson with the ball, top of the key, gets it back to Sines, left wing. Drives into the lane, and the layup is good. He can cut to the basket better than anyone else. They're leading by 3 points. Tyler Vollmering, right wing, a minute 55 left in the fourth. To the left wing to Ryan Seaman. USA 51, Harbor Beach 48, a minute 45 left in the fourth quarter. USA by three. Brady Kirsch against Brody Wesolowski now comes back to the midcourt to Cody Seaman. A minute 38 left. Harbor Beach trying to set up a good shot. Screen from Tyler Vollmering. Cody Seaman down to the corner. Ryan Seaman thought about taking the three. Now he does after one dribble. It is good! Ryan Seaman with his fourth three ties it at 51-51. A minute 20 left in the fourth. Harrison Kramer with the ball, and it's a timeout. USA, Mark Gainforth. And it's a full timeout on the WLEW Sports Network.
There are great things happening at Thumb Cellular this year, and they've got the number 25 on their mind. They are kicking off their 25th year of serving the Thumb area as your local cellular provider with some amazing new deals when you sign up for new service or an upgrade. Not only will you get the great local service and coverage that Thumb Cellular offers all of its customers, but you'll also get 25 bonus gigs of data to use for the length of your contract. You'll also get $25 off your bill, a $25 additional discount on all phones, and 25% off select accessories. They're also offering the all-new Samsung Galaxy Core Prime free on a 2-year contract. With all of these great deals going on, they bet you'll have 25 on your mind too. Stop into Thumb Cellular with offices in Bad Axe, Caro, Pigeon, and Sandusky. Thumb Cellular, the talk of the Thumb. Terms of service apply.
all that I could say was.
USA calls a full timeout with a minute 19 left in the fourth. They'll get the ball on their own, on the right side of your radio. On their side of the court, Harrison Kramer inbounding far side of your radio. Into Hunter Bone, a minute 18 left in the fourth. 51-51, tie ball game. Hunter Bone being guarded by Tyler Vollmering from 8 feet. Trying to milk this clock. We're down to a minute 5. Goes against Tyler Vollmering to the right corner. Back up to Harrison Kramer, top of the key.
You got to know where Sines is right now.
Kramer to the left wing. 1 minute remaining.
Here he comes.
Sines, top of the key against Shelkey. 53 seconds. Mark Gainforth telling him to slow down. To the right wing. Back up to Hunter Bone. 40 seconds left.
Last shot.
This is unbelievable. Hunter Bone against Tyler Vollmering dribbling at midcourt. 35 seconds left. To the right wing. Feeds it to Sines, top of the key.
He'll hit from anywhere.
25 seconds, left wing. Sines down to the baseline. And he nearly threw it away. Back to Harrison Kramer, 20 seconds left. Harrison Kramer to Hunter Bone, 15 seconds left. Looking to his coach, and now a timeout from Mark Gainforth with 11.5 seconds left, tied at 51. It's a full timeout. John Mooney, what is Mark Gainforth setting up?
Sines. Sines.
You're not the best of the business for nothing.
I'm going to tell you right now, it's going to be the same offensive set, but to me, I think I would clear him out. Clear out the entire defense and just let him go one-on-one or one-on-five. It wouldn't matter. This is the kid you want to have the ball in his hands at crunch time, and I think he could go ahead and hit anywhere on the floor, so that's the one that I'd be going with. No doubt in my mind. No doubt, Clark. So that, I really can't see it. Usually they have a pretty good look in the USA huddle. And right now Coach Gainforth is drawing up something. But I'm pretty much screened out by Zimmer and assistant coaches and everything. So I'm just thinking that he's just going to come off a screen-to-screener kind of thing. And he's going to be wide open on that because usually a screen-to-screener, whoever is the guy that's getting screened the second time, he is so wide open, it's unbelievable.
51-51, 11.5 seconds left. He'll be USA ball at midcourt, opposite side of your radio. Out there for USA, Harrison Kramer will inbound. Hunter Bone, Brody Wesolowski, Isaiah Williamson, Aaron Sides. For Harbor Beach, Cody Seaman, Tyler Vollmering, James Shelkey, Jason Gaffney, Brady Kirsch. Aaron Sines gets it in the backcourt, 9 seconds left against James Shelkey. Everybody clears out. Sides. At the free throw line, and it's a on-the-floor foul with 4 seconds left. A hand check against James Shelkey, and this will send Aaron Sines to the free throw line for 1-1.
That is silly. You allow the players to go ahead and finish it out. That, you know, hand check's been going on the whole game. I don't know. I hate to be too critical on this one, but my golly.
Aaron Sines at the free throw line shooting 1-1. And he made the first. It's a 1-point lead for USA with 4.2 seconds left. Hey! 52-51, USA by one. Aaron Sines, second free throw is up, and it's no good. Rebound Cody Seaman, and they call a timeout with 3.4 seconds left. Holy mackerel.
Hang on to your seats.
It's a full timeout from Ron Rubel with 3.4 seconds left. I've seen crazier. It's a 1-point game, 52-51.
Well, you know, plenty
USA
of time.
Leading.
There's plenty of time. 3.4 is an eternity. At least that's an eternity for the defense. Right now for the offense, they have to kind of cool themselves off a little bit, understand that it's 1,001, 1,002, 1,000. You don't have to go three and the game's over. But, yeah, they're going to put it in the hands of probably their best shooter. And I don't know. There's a lot of shooters out there that do a pretty good job with the inside or inside and outside.
They don't need a three.
They don't. But I think with the time that they have on there, that's probably what's going to happen. And so you have Ryan Seaman and probably – here's my bet. Cody Seaman. He's going to take the last shot. He's a senior. Here it comes.
3.4 seconds left. Cody Seaman.